With Laura Fox.
Podcast. Now, it is not easy to get our summer style right in the best of times, but quite often men can really go down the wrong road in this department. Like, should you wear shorts in the office? Can you look smart without turning into a ball of sweat? And can you pull off a lively summer shirt? What about the flip-flops? Well, joining me now to go through the do's and the don'ts to get the fellas through the summer in style is one of Ireland's top male fashion experts, Rob Kenny.
Hello.
Rob, you're very welcome in.
Thank you, my love. And may I say huge congrats. I'm so thrilled.
Thank
for you.
Thank you so much. I'm honestly wasn't. And now I'm gone reading. I'm like, it's about you. Stop it. Stop. I can't do this. Okay, let's talk about the lads. And let's start at the top and work down. What are we doing about the t-shirts?
Okay, the t-shirts, yes. I think when we all head off on holidays, you know when you can kind of tell a group of Irish guys.
I love it. Big, you know when you can go, oh, look at the big Irish head in here.
Exactly, yeah. The big Irish head, yeah. So I definitely think Irish men have gotten much better, style-wise generally, compared to like even 10, 15 years ago. But I do think we're still that bit behind a lot of our European neighbours.
Okay.
So exactly that look of the big Irish head on him, yeah.
Don't bring the jersey.
So let's start with the tees, yeah, for summer. So we're going to scrap the graphic tees, right, is the first thing. So the big print, like, you know, whatever it is, mad designs, you often see them.
Remember everyone went through a phase of like Rihanna sitting on the toilet? Remember that was a big one of like random Rihanna photos that have been taken and they were just printed on the front of lads' t-shirts the whole time.
That's exactly the type of tee I mean. Let's get rid of them. Okay. Or like what comes to mind for me is a lot of those like Japanese cartoony designs. Yeah. Like, yeah, let's avoid all of them. And V-necks. T-shirts. Let's also scrap them.
So gone.
Stick to the crew neck.
Okay.
Right? Now, you can go to gorgeous high neck, and there's a lot of them in the likes of COS, H&M, and that's all fab, but let's lose the V-necks as well, right? And stick to minimal is best with the tees. Think of like Danish minimalism.
It's going to go Scandinavian.
Yeah, less is more. Yeah. Particularly if you're a nervous men's fashion guy. Like, if you're not completely confident, less is more. Think about structure and shape, right? And If you're a bit braver, an oversized tee is in this summer with those wide arms. You know what I mean?
Thank you for saying this because I am absolutely trying to twist Brian's arm into getting on these because they're multi-purpose. I can wear them as well.
Yeah.
I'm like, they're a cute little t-shirt dress for me. And he's like, no, I'm not into them just
yet. That wider baggy arm. And they look deadly, like tucked into a tailored pair of shorts. Yeah, so
I suppose like if you're actually thinking about it and if you are starting a wardrobe and you want to go on holidays and you're like, what should I bring? If you actually keep things quite basic, it's easier to mix and match them.
Yeah, 100%. So like, if you're really nervous about what to wear away this summer, I would go for like four or five of those crew neck tees. Maybe be brave and get a few of the oversized baggy arms. And honestly, three or four pairs of tailored shorts with that traveler's hem down the middle.
Okay, let's talk about this, right? Because this is where things can get quite tricky. What is this hem that you speak of?
Yeah. So a lot of the brands actually have it like, it's like a fake hem, so it's on the short for you, whereas the proper way to do it is obviously to iron it in.
Yeah.
So it's nicknamed a traveler's crease, but it's essentially it's that lovely hem down the middle of your tailored short. It just looks so smart. It makes such a difference for something that is so easy. Once you get the trick of ironing it on, so it's essentially when you fold the short over and you purposely add that crease down the middle.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's just such a simple, tailored chic way of bringing your shorts to life.
So that can elevate it.
Yeah.
Just up that little, and then you've got your crew neck t-shirts on top of it. It all sounds very simple right now,
Rob.
We're
keeping it simple enough, that kind of Danish vibes. We're axing jerseys, right, for summer, because that's another, the big Irish head on them, right? So yes, the GAA jerseys, but also your soccer jerseys. Keep them to Old Trafford, keep them to Croke Park.
I don't know though, because the All-Ireland has moved to the middle of the summer now. So like, if you have some lad who's out on holidays and he's trying to watch that in a bar somewhere, there's absolutely no chance he's not.
Okay.
So is there an exception for that?
I was going to say, if the game is on,
okay,
fair
enough.
But if he's just had night to do his bits or go for drinks, no.
Then put the jersey
However, in a weird twist, you can keep the GAA shorts.
Absolutely you can.
Yeah.
Sorry, we all need to, big round of applause and thank you Paul Mescal.
Because
years and years and years we've just been wearing them. But now they have been seen in vogue and they're actually wanted.
Replicated by brands as high end as Gucci. Yeah. So you can absolutely keep the GAA shorts. Like I have bought three pairs now that I wear.
I got a zooped up pair of O'Neill's the other day. Like I genuinely, they bows stitched on them and everything. And I was like, I wore these to like football training when I was younger and now I'm like, what? Yeah. Get them, I love them.
So thank you, Paul Mescal. We can keep the GAA shorts, but lose the jersey.
Let's talk about footwear, okay? Because I did mention flip-flops at the very beginning of this. What are we not allowed to wear flip-flops?
No,
the boys not allowed?
We're losing the flip-flops.
Okay.
I understand they're so easy and they're so handy on summer, but they're just not cool anymore. You remember the Havaianas that we all bought had in like Thailand?
Sorry, obsessed.
2009.
Yeah. Come on, the lads.
And all of us still have those flip-flops from 2009, but it's time to recycle them.
So where are we going instead? What are the lads doing instead?
Okay, so two options. If you're a bit braver and cooler, Birkenstocks.
Okay.
Right.
Even knockoff bricks.
Absolutely the knockoff
ones. So many versions of them.
Yeah. Now, Birkenstock, they've become like the name of the trend, but you absolutely don't need that brand.
Yeah.
So there's so many knockoffs, and you can go more high end. Like I treated myself to the most amazing pair of Marnie ones.
Okay.
In that same style. But of course, all the high street brands have them as well. So they're really cool. They're so easy to dress up and down. Like you could throw on a pair of gorgeous wide leg baggy trousers with them. You know, the way that look is so in. The balloon pants, we're calling them. And they look really cool with a pair of Birkenstocks.
Okay.
But of course, you're also wearing them to the beach in your shorts. So they're great for summer in that regard.
You can kind of get away wearing them to dinner as well.
Like, 100%. Yeah. They're kind of like the men's dressy sandal. Yeah. But if you're not brave enough for the Birks, a pair of sliders is cooler than flip-flops.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Also, I would imagine a lot easier to navigate because there's nothing worse than when you're walking down the road and you kind of trip on something and you see the lad and the thong part falls out.
And do you remember that
hobbling around the place?
Exactly. And sliders have become a bit of a brand thing.
Okay.
So like if you wanted to treat yourself, you could get like a pair of like Off-White or Loewe. You know, they have the logo across the actual
the top
part. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So something along those lines. Now, I'm quite shocked to hear that you want to talk about socks, and I'm a bit scared because I feel like TikTok has really come for millennials lately with this one. Go on, what are we chatting about?
Oh my God, we're on the same wavelength. Yeah. I know what you're saying. So Gen Z, this was such a funny headline recently. Gen Z apparently have cancelled pop socks.
Of course they have.
Or ankle socks.
Yeah.
So like we all
look what they've done to me. I have. Like, I have the long socks on. I've like purposely nearly got rid of all my pop socks because I'm like, oh no, I don't want to.
I know. Or am I old because I'm wearing pop socks?
Yeah.
But I have decided that this rule is wrong and it was just a bit of a fake headline because sometimes the no sock look, i.e. you're wearing ankle socks or pop socks, is appropriate with the right shoe and the right look. However, I do agree that with a cool pair of shorts and a cool, like say, high neck t-shirt or whatever, and then say a pair of like Autry trainers or like Axel Arigato vibes with a white sock, that can look really slick.
It works.
Yeah.
If you had an ankle sock on with that, you're just, there's some, it's always those little bits. And, and I see this with like, obviously women's fashion, but with men's as well. It's like, if you added one little thing onto this, it would elevate the look, and the sock is huge.
Exactly. So you've nailed it there with the word elevate. It's a subtle touch, but it adds actually so much, especially if you've tanned legs in the summer on the guys with the white socks really help make that pop. But be careful with doing this correctly. Like, if you have a white trainer, just go with the plain white sock.
Okay.
Don't be going for your blues or reds or anything.
Don't
like,
go crazy.
You're ruining it. Yeah. Stick to the simple. And then equally, if you're on a night out, okay, and you have a pair of black trousers that kind of go to the ankle. If you pair a black sock with the black trouser, that's one of those real subtle nods. Like, people who know their stuff will be like, ooh.
Look at this.
Yeah.
They know what they're at. Yeah. They know what's happening. Okay. If it's a hot summer, right, and some of the lads will have to still wear suits into work and other events, what do they need to be thinking about this time of year?
Yeah, I get excited about summer suits. A lot of men dread them because they're thinking of the wedding abroad.
And this is, oh my God. Sorry, my housemate is literally gone to a wedding in Mexico and he left 2 days ago. And the turmoil that has ensued for the last like month of him going, I want to look well, but I am going to be sweating buckets.
I know, this is the thing. And it really isn't just the wedding in Mexico or the south of France that you might have. I was at an Irish wedding in July last year, absolutely boiling. Like, we can get it as well. However, it's the really obvious solutions here, right, that make the world of difference. So a 100% cotton suit, okay? Because often when our suits say they're cotton, they're a mix. They're an amalgamation of multiple fabrics. A 100% cotton suit is going to be so light.
Okay, so
that's a great one. It makes such a difference. But the obvious one, and some people think this is lame, but it's not, is a linen suit. If you do it correctly, it can be deadly. Okay, I have 3 or 4 summer linen suits that are so cool. And they actually really suit that current balloon leg, wide leg trouser look.
Okay.
So picture a white or navy linen suit, right? I'm going to say double-breasted because that's in and it's cool. And it's linen, so it's super light with that wide leg trouser look. And then maybe a cool pair of like Autry sneakers. That's deadly. I love that.
Okay.
But that material is so light. And linen suits that wide leg look because it's so light and it suits that baggy look.
Okay, so let's do a quick little recap here of what the lads can do, because I actually think you can pare it down very well. It's like you're getting rid of your V-neck t-shirts,
yeah.
No big prints.
Yeah.
The jerseys are only allowed out on match day if you're on holidays, right? So I saved you there, lads. Rob has cancelled them completely.
Yeah.
You need a good pair of shorts, fix the hem in it, just iron it,
mm.
Sort out your sock situation.
Yeah.
We're not wearing flip-flops, but we're putting on sliders instead. So,
yeah.
You know, we're still going well on this one. But finally, Rob, you have got a list of don'ts for the summer.
Yeah, oh, I mean, we've covered a lot of them. So no graphic tees.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, do you know what? Unsexy brands. Particularly if you're a single man and you're looking to get a kiss, right?
Okay.
There's a lot of unsexy brands out there. Can I name one or two?
I am looking at producer John.
No,
he's like,
okay, no,
absolutely
no.
Not.
But I think we all might have an idea. Or anything you pick up in a supermarket. That, like, just
okay.
Think unsexy brands or no. And knee-length shorts are a no. Now, there's caveats to this for the really high fashion guys. Like, but let's not even go there.
No,
that's getting too complicated.
No.
Generally, knee-length shorts are a no. You want 2 or 3 inches there between the knee and the thigh. And not too tight or not too loose.
Yes. The tight one sometimes is like you just need to go a bit of a size up and it
yeah.
could look a little bit better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And cost, like really affordable, a place like Cost, brilliant for shorts.
Okay.
And I would honestly get navy, black, grey. And have that traveller's crease down the middle. They're like the 3 shorts you'll need. And then obviously your swim shorts. But that's all you need to pack.
And then you're done.
Yeah.
And then now you just made packing even easier for the boys going like, Jesus, I'll be cursing you when I'm heading off my holidays. Brian will be like, oh, I'm done. Rob said to bring 4 t-shirts and this is it.
Yeah.
Rob, it has been absolutely fantastic to have you in today. Thank you so
Thanks
much for all of that advice. We'll just have to see if anybody heeds it. That was fashion columnist and lifestyle writer Rob Kenny. We'll be right back after these. 2FM.